Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Annie from England, who has multiple sclerosis. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
Could you tell us when you were diagnosed with MS?
Golly, the year was... Well, I've had it for... I was diagnosed when 30 years ago. So that would have been... Golly, I can't even think what year that
That's
was.
Fine. How old were you, Annie?
I was very late 20s.
Right.
About 29, but I had problems with my right eye from my teens onwards, and it transpires that that was probably the MS.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had it for quite a long time. I'm 62 now.
Right. And how did it impact on you at that time being diagnosed?
Well, they told me at the time, actually, that I had a viral infection, and so I just took it that that was it, but they had actually written down on my notes that it was MS, and it wasn't until 10 years later, when I had quite a serious relapse, that they scanned me, an MRI scan, and then they said to me, yes, it's as we knew, you have MS.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they didn't tell me because it would have spoiled the quality of my life, and I'm glad they didn't, actually, because I would have been stressed out. As it happened, I had 10 great years not worrying about anything health-wise.
Mm-hmm. That's always a blessing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And were you offered any medication when you had this other relapse?
Yes, I think I was taking steroids at the time, some kind of steroid. I can't remember what it was called,
mm-hmm.
but that was it, really.
And how bad was your MS then?
Compared to others, not that bad, but I had no feeling from my waist downwards on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. And so when I sat down, I couldn't feel that I was sitting down. I amused my friend one day. I went to her house and I sat down on the chair, as I thought, and I actually ended up on the floor, and she couldn't stop laughing because I couldn't feel the chair, you know. Mm. But that kind of passed after some months, I think. And now I just have the left side is a lot weaker than my right side.
Yeah. So have you had any other symptoms other than those that you've just told us about?
Right, well... After I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. I went into another relapse. I don't know what other word to use, really. So I haven't been great. I told the doctor, and he wanted me to take a 10-day course of steroids, which I did. And what's happened, I'm feeling much, much better now. Mm-hmm. But he did say to stop taking the LDN. So I did that, and I will start that up next week, I think. The consequence of that relapse is that my left hand is the motor skills, and it is quite poor now. I can still use it, but it's poorer than it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still walking.
That's a big deal. So how did you hear about LDN?
I went to my doctor about something or other, and I said, oh, I'm fed up. He said, why are you using that stick? Because I use a stick sometimes because I'm a bit wobbly from time to time. And I said, well, I've got MS. He said, don't give me that. He said, go and Google LDN and then come back and tell me if you want to use it. He's a very nice man, actually. And so I Googled it, and I was quite impressed by what I read, so I thought, oh, I'll take this stuff, and so I've been taking it ever since. So I suppose it must be between 6 and 9 months at least, maybe a year I've been taking it for.
Mm. Well,
You've got a very good GP there, haven't you?
Yes, he's great.
Also, these days, though, you can actually take LDN and steroids at the same time. So you needn't be afraid of restarting your LDN.
Oh, that's interesting, because it does say you shouldn't stop taking it. And I was a bit concerned that I would be doing damage.
No.
You know. But anyway, I seem to be okay. But as I say, I'm going to start it. Well, perhaps I'll start it up tonight now.
Well, I really hope that your motor skills come back. A lot of people who have told me who have relapses whilst taking LDN, they find that the relapses aren't as severe, they don't last as long, and they recover more or less fully from attacks. So that would be interesting to see, you know, if that is the case with you.
Yes. I'll let you know, actually.
Mm. What would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
My view is you've got absolutely nothing to lose. And I don't know if it's doing me any good. Psychologically, it's helped me tremendously. There must be something good in it, I'm sure, because I push myself to the limits, and it is allowing me to push myself to the limits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage anybody to try it. Just try it and see. If it doesn't suit them, that's fine, but I haven't had any adverse effects. You know, I'm just very happy to take, I call it the stuff. When I go to the doctor, I always ask for the stuff.
Did you have any introductory side effects when you first started?
Yes, I had tremendous headache. I'm prone to migraine anyway, and I think apparently that's part of the MS thing. Mm-hmm. I have a migraine every month, and it lasts for about 3 days. So I just assumed that taking the LDN kind of just may have triggered something. But yeah, I had really bad headache for several days, nearly a week actually, and then it went, and I've been okay ever since. I still get the monthly migraine, but
do you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I spoke to consultants about it, and they said it's something to do with the MS. People with MS can get migraines.
Mm-hmm.
We can also get rather depressed, apparently, but I'm never depressed, thank God.
Yeah, awful. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Annie?
I don't think so. Just that I don't know if the LDN is doing anything, but I think it must be, because I've had this now for a very long time, this condition.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as I say, I'm 62, and I'm doing really, really well. I had to do a bit of walking this morning, which I wasn't expecting. I had to put my car into the garage, and it had to stay there. So I had to go and get a bus to come home and walk from the bus stop. And I was able to do it with my stick, but I don't think I would have done that a year ago. So I'm thinking the LDN is helping somehow.
Brilliant. That is very good. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. Malcolm is going to read Art's story for us. Thank you, Malcolm.
Sure, Linda. Okay, Art's MS LDN story, 1988 to 2012. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis April 1988. I was very ill for 2 years after the initial attack. I couldn't walk straight and was actually partially blind for a few weeks. I never thought I would recover and become independent again. I was very depressed and briefly considered suicide. I was hospitalized for over 1 month and out of work for over 4 months. It took me many, many months to get back into the swing of things. I gradually pulled out of the attack with the help of much IV solumedrol and oral prednisone, which is all the doctors had to offer back then. The crab drugs, Navantrone, Tysabri medicines were unheard of at that time. I made a full recovery and was symptom-free until around 1994. It was as if I never had MS. I was under the care of a neurologist, which in hindsight was a mistake. In 1994 is when I started seeing him again on a regular basis. I was originally diagnosed with relapsing remitting type of MS, but after a few years, the neurologist upgraded it to the next level, called secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. In 1996, there was a very rough winter here in New York. There was a major blizzard followed by heavy snowfall after heavy snowfall. I work as a maintenance supervisor for a real estate company, and part of my job is to see that the snow is removed from their properties. It was a very stressful winter for me, both mentally and physically. My MS returned with a vengeance, and my neurologist put me on Avonex, which I took for over 3 years. Self-injected too. Ouch. I eventually developed neutralizing antibodies against interferon medicines, so my neurologist put me on Copaxone, which I took for over 3 years. He also had me on 8 years of Navantrone. Excuse me, 8 treatments of Navantrone. I had many, many IV solumedrol prednisone taper-offs in between all of this. Nothing was holding the MS off. Nothing. He then wanted to put me on beta-seron, and I asked him why, as I thought I was immune towards interferons. He said, well, we have to try something. He also thought about putting me on Tysabri right before it started harming people and was pulled from the market. It was then I realized he was only experimenting on me and really didn't have any definite answers. I am 6'7" and weigh 240 pounds, but my eyes filled with tears in his office. Fortunately, his nurse saw me and suggested I look into LDN, even though the neurologist was against it. She also suggested Procarin, which I took for a few months. I've been on LDN since March 2005 and shudder to think where I'd be without it. Among other things, it has helped my blurry vision and balance, improved my bladder control and lessened my fatigue and given me a general sense of well-being. If that weren't enough, it has slowed the progression of my disease. My only regret is that I didn't start LDN sooner than I did. I am certain I wouldn't be dealing with the physical problems I now have. Besides taking 4.5 milligrams of LDN from Skip's Pharmacy every night around 10 p.m., I also take, and he goes through a variety of supplements here, which include a multivitamin, vitamin D3, calcium citrate, B-complex vitamin, a B12 vitamin. He also takes 4-AP, which is 4-aminopyridine, which is also known as AMPRA, which helps with walking and nerve transmission for MS patients. And he also takes fish oil and magnesium L-threonate and glucosium. And that concludes his statement. Oh, no, there's more. Hold on. I try to avoid eating foods containing gluten, casein, sugar, corn, soy, legumes, red meat, eggs. The foods I try to eat are fresh fish, fresh wild fish, organic chicken and turkey, brown rice, fresh, raw, organic fruits and vegetables. I believe highly in the benefits of coconut oil, tart cherry juice, and stevia. I walk as much as possible, moderate stretching, deep breathing, lift light weights. I use toothpaste free of fluoride and tooth soap. I try to get to bed by 10 p.m. and hope.
I'd like to introduce Annette Collinson from England originally, but she's now in Spain and she has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Annette.
Thank you very much.
Could you tell us a bit about your story? When were you diagnosed with MS?
I was diagnosed on the 21st of October 2009. I have primary progressive MS, Mm-hmm. And it's in the early stages, I believe.
Right. And how old were you when you got your diagnosis?
I was 52 and a half.
Wow. I mean, that's quite old, isn't it, to be diagnosed with MS?
Had you had
symptoms prior to that?
I think I started with it. With symptoms that I did have, I think I started in 2006 at the beginning.
Right.
And the problems were walking. I could not walk in a straight line.
Right. So everybody was thinking you were drunk, were they?
Well, you don't go to the doctors because you can't walk in a straight line, do you? I just kept thinking to myself, Annette, come on, pull yourself together.
Yeah. So did you have any other symptoms at the time you were diagnosed?
2007, I started with cramp in my foot.
Right.
And I was getting it quite bad, and we was over in Spain at the time. And when I got off the plane in Spain, no, back in England, I started with a cramp again on my foot, and I just doubled over my suitcase. And when we got back in the car, I was just having about five goes with cramp in my foot all the time. So eventually, we went to Blackburn Royal Hospital, and they checked me out. They checked me for calcium and deep vein thrombosis, and they said I were okay on both accounts. They said if it happened again, come back. Well, you don't really go back, do you? Which it did keep happening most mornings.
Right.
But I weren't going back because I had cramp in my foot. Then in 2008, I was involved in a car accident in 2000, and my spine's a mess. So I was seeing a specialist for my spine, and it was actually the specialist who referred me for a CAT scan. And I did on the neck, on my spine, and on my brain. And obviously that's where it showed up, problems with my brain and my spine. Then I started seeing a specialist beginning of 2009. And like I said, at the end of 2009, they told me I had MS.
And how did that affect you, being told you've got MS?
It wasn't a shock in one sense, because my natural grandmother, she had it and she died with it. And it was one of those things it was always at the back of my mind. And I know it's not supposed to be hereditary, but they say you've got one.
One second, it's my phone now. One minute.
Right.
Hello. Hello, Julia. Right. At what time, sorry? 3:45, okay. Okay. Yeah, on a Friday. It didn't matter whether it was a Thursday or a Friday. Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, thank you. Right, bye-bye.
Right, sorry about that. So we'll have to start that bit again.
Okay.
So I'll ask the question about how it affected you when you were when you were diagnosed, okay, and then you can start again if that's okay.
Okay.
So how did it affect you being diagnosed with MS mentally?
Well, it was a shock, but I found out that it is in my family, and my natural grandmother had it, and she passed away with it. So it's always at the back of my mind that MS could be something within me. And that's going back to when I was about 35, I found that out. And I've asked doctors, is it hereditary? And they've always said no. But when I've read up on it, they do say it's 1 in 3 chance of having it.
Yes.
So while they don't say it is hereditary, I'm sorry, I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, some people have told me, you know, there's 5 members in one family that have got it. You know, and if it's not hereditary, it's a coincidence, isn't it? You know, that number of people in one family, isn't it? Definitely. So what were your symptoms at the time of diagnosis? Had you developed any other symptoms?
No, I had the problem walking. I had the cramps in my foot.
Yeah.
And just my balance in general.
What about?
I I was getting pains on my back,
mm-hmm.
which I hadn't had before.
Right. What about your bladder and fatigue?
Oh, I was constantly weary. I really was. And I kept thinking, well, this is crazy. I'm not doing anything, so why am I so tired? And I was. I was just absolutely weary all the time. My bladder can be a problem. I have to control it myself. Mm-hmm. If I'm going out, I don't drink much beforehand. My bowels do not work unless I take laxatives, and I take them from my doctor.
Right.
But my bowels don't work.
So I've lost my train of thought now. So what led you to find LDN? How did you hear about LDN?
When it did get mentioned, I think it's June 2009, I went for a lumbar puncture. Okay. And around that time, there was an article in the Daily Express of a lady that had been told about LDN, and she said it had improved. That's another thing. She's partially deaf. She had problems walking, and she was using a wheelchair most of the time. And she said now she could walk for further, and she got the hearing back. That was another thing I had. I was partially deaf in my right ear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with taking LDN, I've got that back. I could never take the heat. Like I said, I'm over in Spain. I can take heat. I can take heat in England. Not that it gets that hot. I cannot take humidity.
Mm.
But I can't take that in England. But I cannot take humidity.
Yes,
it just floors me.
Well, it's funny because the lady in the article that you're talking about was actually me.
Okay.
And yes. And humidity does that to me as well. I mean, my legs just do not work when it's humid. My husband and I went to Cuba, and it was the end of the rainy season. And it was so hot, you'd go and have a shower, and you would still be all sweaty as soon as you were dry, you started to sweat again because it was so humid. And my legs just wouldn't work. I couldn't lift them. I couldn't move them. It was awful. But if you go somewhere, you know, hot and dry, it's fine.
Yes.
You know, but, you know, humidity is a terrible thing, isn't it? So you heard about LDN then. How did you go about getting a prescription?
Well, that's something else. Obviously, I had to get it through a private prescription. I asked my GP,
mm-hmm.
and he
was
didn't
this
say
in England?
No.
Sorry, was this in England? Yeah, okay.
Yes, he didn't say no, but he told me to have a word from the specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the end of, I think, around November 2009. But I wasn't seeing my specialist until, I think it was April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was April. And I thought, I'm not going to waste time. This is my life.
Mm.
So we got on the internet, and there was a doctor in Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
I got in touch with that doctor. Dr. Wright it was,
mm-hmm.
Alan Wright. I spoke with him. I did a telephone conversation. He asked me a few questions, and I told him. And he prescribed me LDN. Which it was, like I said, done privately.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked the specialist, he said no, because it hadn't been proven. There mm-hmm. hadn't been enough tests. But I didn't tell him at that stage I was taking it. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No. Why make them as wise? If it's helping me, I'm quite happy. But it has helped me. I've got my hearing back. I've stopped having problems with the cramp, stroke, spasm in my foot, and I started with that again in November 2009. I remember that because it's the day I went to see the doctor for a sick note, and then after that I started having it in my hand where my middle finger overlapped my first finger,
mm-hmm.
and it was just locked. I could not separate them. I just had to relax and let it take its time. Now, since I've been taking LDN, that stopped.
That's good.
Now, I'm putting it down, so it is the LGN that stopped that. Mm-hmm. But it has done. I've never had it since, or when was it? And I was having spasms beginning of 2009, and it were the end of January 2010 when I started taking LDN. I've been taking it over 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe there was a big conference in Birmingham last year,
mm-hmm.
and it said it's quite safe for you to take up to 10 mil of LDN.
Mm-hmm.
Which Dr. Wright did put me on 10 mil. He said, but obviously, if you start with any side effects, reduce the quantity. I was taking LDN, 10 mil, no problem. Then Dr. Wright has gone back to NHS, as opposed to being a private doctor. So then it was trying to find a private doctor who would prescribe 10 mil, which I'm going through eMed now.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll only prescribe 4.5 mil, which I'm back on.
Right.
I told them I'm taking 10 mil. They said, well, it's their policy just to prescribe 4.5 mil. So there's nothing I can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got to take the 4.5 mil. But like I said, it's helped me with me right here. I've got the hearing back in that. The cramps, spasms have stopped in my foot and my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I can take the heat. I am getting worse at walking, but I suppose that's just the disease spreading.
What about the fatigue? Is that any better?
It is. And I don't say it. It's since I've come here. Before we came over to Spain, which was in January,
mm-hmm.
I was still feeling weary, even though we're taking LDN back home.
Right.
Now, I've come over here, and I'm still taking the same quantity of LDN, and I feel better that way.
Mm-hmm.
I do still get, not tired, but I yawn a lot. And Ian's always telling me to get to bed, have a sleep. But I'm not tired.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm yawning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not tired, and I'm not weary like I was. I'm not.
Well, that's really good. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
I hope it's helpful for somebody.
I'm sure it will be. Awesome. Now, I forgot to ask, which will have to be put in, Simon, I'm very sorry. What would you say to other people with MS who are thinking of trying LDN?
Oh, try it, please. It does help. It's helped me.
And you know. have you tried to get LDN while you've been in Spain?
No, it's only my records at the moment that have been sorted out. I signed up last week with a doctor here. Now it's just a case of when I start needing laxatives again, or I need to see a doctor.
Right.
Then I'll go and see the doctor and see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can get it from them.
Well,
I mean, at the moment, I'm still getting it from the pharmacy in Glasgow, I think it is.
Yeah.
And they're sending it over here. I should be getting 1 cent at the end of this week, which I'm just pleased about. I am.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
And did you have any initial side effects when you started?
I did at the beginning. At the beginning, I started on 1.5. Then I think it was after 5 days, you got to 2.5. Yeah, when I went on the 2.5, one night, and it was only one night, I had very vivid dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then I increased it to 3.5. And then I went up to 4.5. And then, like I said, I went on to the 10 mil. And I found I were okay. I tolerated it well.
Good.
I did.
So you'll be continuing to take LDN?
Well, yes, definitely.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you very much.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.